The voices you trust to help you understand what's happening.
Ebong Udama.
Janice Roman.
Sabrina Garone.
Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
And the voices that keep you company throughout the week.
I'm Emily Boyer. So glad to be with you today.
Hi, I'm Walt Graham.
Hey there, good evening. I'm Laura Enrico. How are you doing? I hope you've had a good day.
Real people, trusted voices, serving a community we're proud to be a part of. WSHU, news you trust, music you love.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Connecticut Democrats want to increase funding for public education. Wildlife advocates want New York to ban using lead bullets for hunting. Plus, a new law expands protections for large warehouse workers in Connecticut. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut House Democrats want to increase state funding for public education by tapping into a $500 million energy tax rebate fund proposed by Governor Lamont. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Speaker Matt Ritter says his caucus wants to use between $120 and $150 million from Lamont's proposed energy rebate fund to create a property tax stabilization grant. He says that would allow cities and towns to pay the higher cost of public education without having to increase local property taxes.
So we would be paying for these funds to municipalities out of that $500 million. It is outside of cap considerations.
Ritter says that means lawmakers would not have to adjust the state's budget to pay for what would be an increase to the foundation of the state's education cost-sharing formula, which has not gone up since 2013.
We think it is sustainable. We think we can bring it back on next year and keep our municipalities at the same place, if not higher, in the biennium budget.
The $500 million fund is from the state's budget surplus money. Lamont had proposed using it for a one-time $200 per person energy rebate. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
Democrats in Albany are pushing to ban algorithm-based pricing. The New York Public News Network's John Campbell reports business and tech groups aren't too happy about it.
Attorney General Letitia James is among those throwing her support behind the bills, which would prohibit retailers and grocers from setting prices based on personal data. Assemblymember Emerita Torres of the Bronx says the legislation includes an exception for loyalty programs, so long as the discounts are applied evenly.
So in the One Fair Price Act, we have protected that. So we're not banning sales. We're not banning discounts that are publicly disclosed for everyone.
But a trade group for tech giants, including Amazon and Apple, says the exception isn't broad enough. They say the bill could actually threaten e-coupons and rewards programs that customers love. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut housing advocates want to rally support for a bill that outlines tenants' rights. WSHU's Janice Roman reports that the bill has passed out of the Housing Committee.
The proposed legislation would add protections for Connecticut renters by requiring landlords to provide a reason in the event of an eviction. Supporters of the bill say it will reduce housing instability and unfair evictions, which can lead to homelessness. State Senator Martha Marks says the bill addresses the power struggle between landlords and tenants.
All we are asking for is that you need to give cause to kick somebody out of their home, because that is what the landlords are doing.
Lawmakers say the policy does not bar evictions, but seeks to end no-fault evictions, which they say represents more than 10% of all evictions. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
A new law in Connecticut expands protections for warehouse workers in the state. Plus, Connecticut investigators say they've recovered tens of millions of dollars in Medicaid fraud. Those stories and more are coming up.
WSHU will celebrate America 250 with a weekly series focusing on the American experience in music. You'll hear music, musicians, and musical institutions that have contributed to the rich, vibrant musical life in the U.S. throughout its history. Listen for The American Experience every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on WSHU.
Conservation groups say the science is clear. Lead is toxic and it's harming wildlife. They're asking New York to ban lead ammunition for sports hunting. They say lead fragments can spread when an animal is shot with that kind of bullet, and then that puts scavengers like birds of prey at risk of poisoning.
See a bald eagle consume just a tiny fragment of lead, and to see the animal become completely lethargic, drooping, and then dying within a few days is such an avoidable tragedy.
That's Wayne Pacelli, president of Animal Wellness Action and the Center for a Humane Economy. A study from 2022 looked at about 1,200 bald eagles across 38 states, including New York. Nearly half were found to have chronic lead poisoning. The federal government put a ban on lead ammunition for waterfowl in 1991. States currently decide whether to allow lead for deer or other larger mammals. Deer hunting on Long Island is highly regulated, with an archery-only season between October and January. And firearms with special permits reserved just for January. Speaking of lead, New York lawmakers want filtration systems for school water fountains to curb students' exposure to lead. The proposal would cost up to $100 million if passed. Supporters say it would remove all meaningful levels of lead from students' drinking water. 10 former employees of Pear Art College say they're still fighting for unpaid wages almost a year after its closing. The Connecticut Department of Labor found Pear owed the employees retroactive payments. The college hasn't responded to the charges. A vacant factory in Hartford, once used to heat metal, caught fire for a second time this year. Firefighters responded to the historic Stanley Rockwell factory again after a fire broke out with no apparent cause. The Hartford Fire Department says no one was injured and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Investigators in Connecticut's Division of Criminal Justice told lawmakers they've recovered tens of millions of dollars in Medicaid fraud payments since 2021. WSHU's Shelley Hessman-Kadish reports.
Officials presented the figures to lawmakers who are considering budget proposals for fiscal 2027. According to Hearst Connecticut Media, the Medicaid Fraud Unit recovered more than $43 million and made dozens of convictions between 2021 and 2025. About 1 million people in Connecticut were enrolled in Medicaid in 2025. The Trump administration announced a crackdown on Medicaid programs last month. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
U.S. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut has introduced a bill to ban online betting on government actions. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports it comes after a handful of people made a lot of money betting on the first strikes on Iran.
Hours before the first strikes on Iran, several people placed bets that they would happen on an online betting website called Polymarket. They made hundreds of thousands of dollars. Murphy says the bets were likely placed by government officials with knowledge of the strikes. His bill would ban betting on government actions like war and terrorism.
I think it's really important that there are certain matters that are not monetized by prediction markets, whether that be humanitarian disaster overseas or the fundamental moral question of whether we go to war or not.
The bill was also introduced in the House of Representatives by Greg Kassar of Texas. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Governor Lamont has signed a law that gives workplace protections to workers at large warehouse distribution centers in Connecticut. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The protections include a basic set of rules for production quotas to avoid job injuries and enable workers to maintain scheduled meal and bathroom breaks. Lamont says it updates worker protections that had been in place for large factories over the past century.
The mega factories of today are the enormous warehouses you see be built. And instead of having a boss sitting there, it's probably an algorithm that is managing your day. That's what we're trying to do with these bills, make sure our protections keep up with the way the world is changing.
Five other states, including California and New York, have enacted similar warehouse worker protections. Connecticut is the first in New England. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Thank you. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. We're easy to find. We are at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.